This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. The city of Hanford in Kings County is celebrating its 130th birthday, and residents have filled the weekend with activities and events commemorating the milestone. To hear more about the celebration and how the city was founded, I spoke with Hanford's Parks and Community Services Director, Brad Albert. Let's start with the origins of the city. I understand that Hanford owes its existence to the railroad. Is that right?
Yes, it does. Really, prior to the railroad, really the Yokut Tachi Indians were settlers, in the Great Tulare Lake is actually what this used to be. Then the railroad came in. It was actually a sheep farm. They settled here. The railroad came in, and actually Mr. Hanford worked for the railway and decided to establish a place here. So that kind of grew. And then on August, I think I've got the date, August 9th was the actual vote. It was an election to vote for incorporation as a city. So that happened 130 years ago, this August 9th.
So I understand that this weekend there's going to be a number of events happening commemorating that 130th anniversary, including a museum opening. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a 2.5-day event really to celebrate the 130th birthday, to celebrate our community, to celebrate the grand opening of the Carnegie Museum, and then really to acknowledge our veterans who serve, the nation and the community. So the Carnegie Museum is the old library, and I'm not exactly sure on how old it is, but it's probably pretty close to 100 years old. And a group of individuals have taken that over and are reimagining Carnegie to be a museum. And they will have artifacts of Hanford's history. They will have rolling exhibits, and it will be open to the public. It is the Carnegie Museum of Kings County. So it does belong to the county, although it's located in Hanford. Wonderful structure. It's got a nice garden area right behind, right on 6th Street there. So it's going to be really nice. I believe they've been working real hard to get it cleaned up, to get the exhibits up for the weekend of the celebration. So that will happen on Friday at 12 noon. They will actually cut the ribbon, and then there will be a luncheon sponsored by the Hanford Chamber.
And then there are other events happening throughout the weekend. Just briefly tell us what some of those things are.
Well, Thursday night, it kicks off with a cake cutting at the Thursday night market. Then, as we mentioned, the Carnegie will open up on Friday at noon. At 2 o'clock on Friday, we have a sidewalk chalk art contest. So any young person is invited to come and draw their picture, their pictures and their paintings with chalk art on the sidewalk. At 6:30 at the steps of the Civic, we have a Battle of the High School Band drum lines. And then there'll be a sock hop Melco dance that evening at 7 o'clock. On Saturday, it's a full day. We start off with a community breakfast with the Hanford Breakfast Lions. There's going to be a classic transportation exhibit where all types of vehicles pre-1966 will be on display at the Civic Park. At 12:30, the official proclamation and celebration and recognition of our veterans will take place in front of the Veterans Building. From 3 to 6:45, there'll be community open houses. At 6:30 on Saturday, there'll be a beer garden and live music at the Courthouse Square. And then we kind of finish the whole thing up at 8:45 with movies in the park, and it will be Cars 3. So a lot of things happening. Also on Saturday, between 3 and 6:30, there are several community groups, the museum, the Fox Theater, the Art Center, the library, the veterans, and downtown kind of are hosting a community open house. And so people can go and visit those locations and enjoy art. Again, take tours through the Carnegie and the Veterans Memorial Building. So we think there's a little something for everybody in the family. So we're looking for a busy weekend.
Certainly sounds like it. You know, I live in Fresno, but one of my favorite things to do living in the Valley is to hop on the train and go down to Hanford for the day, just wander around, visit some of the shops, have lunch. It's a really charming town. What do you think is unique about Hanford? What makes it so special?
You know, I think, you know, the community of Hanford really cherishes its history, its storied past, and that's reflected in the many historic buildings that we have in and around Civic Park. You know, you've got the historic courthouse, which is on the Federal Registry of Historic Places, right next door to the Bastille, you know, the veterans, the Civic Auditorium will turn 100 in 2 years. So that's a 98-year-old building. And so those have all been preserved and upkept as kind homage, I think, to the history and the hard work that really made Hanford what it is. And I think that resonates with the community in many ways. You know, you've got, it's just a charming old-fashioned park that you don't see too often. Maybe, you know, Sacramento up in the capital area, you might see something somewhat similar, but we think it's a very special place, and just the community really, really loves the culture and the history of what made Hanford, Hanford.
I've been talking with Brad Albert, the Parks and Community Services Director for the City of Hanford, about the 130th birthday celebration for the city that's happening this weekend. It's been just lovely talking to you, and have a wonderful time this weekend.
Thanks. And we invite everybody to come out and enjoy themselves.